Give the Lord a bigger clap offering. Make it bigger, louder, bigger, louder. Shout aloud. Hallelujah. Praise God. Would you lift up your right hand to the Lord right now and ask the Lord, as you go into your word, send me my own portion. Lift up your voice and pray that prayer in one moment before you take your seat. Ask him, my portion that is remaining in this service today, Lord, I receive it now. I receive it now. I receive it now. I receive it now. And I thank you for it. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we give you thanks. For your faithfulness all through Shiloh 2020, we thank you. Right now, in this Thanksgiving service, our hearts are open. Father, send us your word again. Bless your people again. Change our story again. And let your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Shout the loudest, amen. Please, you may be seated and put your hands together for the Lord. Praise God. It's my privilege in this first service, in our Thanksgiving service today, to bring God's word to us very briefly, and then we go into action. Praise God. Today is our Shiloh 2020 Thanksgiving service. So today we are here to do what? Louder, please, to do what? Give thanks unto who? Our thanksgiving shall be acceptable in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm chapter 92 verse 1. We take that as our text. Psalm chapter 92 verse 1. The scripture says, it is a good thing to give thanks unto who? And to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. Save me, it's a good thing. So this morning we are here to do that which is good. And as we do it together, from the depth of our hearts, good will never cease happening in your life. We are looking at our topic this morning that has been captioned, what are we thanking God for as a commission? What are we thanking God for as a commission? So we are here today as a commission to give thanks unto God. To do what? To give thanks unto God. First of all, what is thanksgiving? Simply defined, thanksgiving is public acknowledgement and celebration of divine goodness. Public acknowledgement and celebration of divine goodness. As an individual, has God been good to you? As a commission, without any doubt, God has been good to us. So we are here today primarily to publicly acknowledge and celebrate divine goodness. As we do that, celebration will become your surname. Amen. Can I hear louder? Amen. So what are we thanking God for as a commission? Number one, we're thanking God for divine fulfillment of prophecies. Divine fulfillment of prophecies by the raw hands of God. 1 Kings chapter 8 and verse 15. I love this. 1 Kings 8, 15. The Bible speaking here says, and he said, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, which spake with his mouth unto David my father, and hath with his own hand done what? Done what? Divine, diverse fulfillment of prophecies by the raw hand of God. And we are all witnesses of this. We'll take a few examples of such diverse divine fulfillment of prophecies. Number one, back in 1982, we've heard God's servant say this over and again. God said that the word from this altar will be transmitted live through the screen across the nations of the world. Do you remember you heard that over and again? And without any doubt, we have seen that happening. Not just happening, but happening in increasing dimensions over the years. To the point that at Shiloh 2020, this year, people from 170 nations and over 62 major languages. If you are clapping, make it bigger. God is worthy. Amen. 170 nations and over 62 major languages were connected to the prophetic event at Shiloh 2020. Give the Lord another big clap offering. Is God worthy of our praise or not? Say me, thank you, Jesus. Wave your hands to the Lord and say, thank you, Father. God said it in 1982, and you are here alive and well as a part of the fulfillment of that prophecy. Aren't you excited that you are alive and well in the days of the fulfillment of these prophecies? Many heard it in 1982, but today they are no more here to see it. But you can see it. You are not only seeing it, you are a part of it. Wave your hands to the Lord and say, Father, I thank you. Louder, yeah, Father, I thank you. And because you are part of seeing this prophecy fulfilled, greater things will yet happen in your life. Number two, a prophetic word also went forth saying that we shall soon see millions gathering to hear the word of God. We've heard God's servant relate that to us over and again. Do you remember? We shall soon see millions gather. As of today, several millions connected to Shiloh 2020. If you are clapping, make it bigger, make it louder. Shout it loud, hallelujah. Through various social media platforms, such as Facebook, Instagram, and you know the rest of it, YouTube, etc., and major television networks, such as DSTV, amen, to the glory of God, is God not worthy of our thanksgiving? Wave your hands again and say, Father, we thank you. Shout aloud, amen. We heard the good report yesterday. Attendance data shows massive increase over last year's Shiloh across our various viewing centers. No decline. Therefore, for you also, as you partake of this Thanksgiving service today, no decline in your life. Let your amen break limits. And of course, stronger waves of signs, wonders, miracles were recorded this year, Shiloh, above what we had last year. Do I have a witness in the house? Give the Lord another big clap offering. For instance, we were told there were 446 recorded. There are more than that, but those are the ones recorded. Recorded instant miracles at Faith Tabernacle yesterday. Amen. Among other things, we had 3 dead raised back to life. babies in the womb that jack back to life. There were three of them, and of course, many, many other testimonies that time will not permit us to talk about. Your own testimony is there. Can I hear louder? Amen. I said, your own testimony is there. Therefore, God is worthy of our thanksgiving. Thirdly, the prophetic word concerning the planting of 10,000 churches across Nigeria this year was fully delivered by November. Before Shiloh this year, by November this year, 10,404 churches in Nigeria alone, to the glory of God. God deserves your clap offering now. Again, wave your hands to the Lord and say, thank you, Father. The loudest you can, thank you, Father. Shout it loud, amen. Number four example, mission to the world also saw over 800 new churches planted this year. Isn't God worthy of our thanksgiving? If you are clapping for the Lord, make it bigger and make it louder. Praise God. So we are here today to thank God for diverse fulfillment of prophecies. And remember, only fools doubt what? Again, only proofs doubt what? And because we see all these proofs in this commission, that's a proof also that your case is settled. Can I hear louder? Amen. Tap your neighbor, tell him your case is settled. Tell yourself, my case is already settled. Shout it loud, amen. Why must we give God thanks? Why? Briefly, why must we give God thanks? We just read Psalm 92 verse 1 at the onset. We must give God thanks first because it is good. Because it is what? Because it is good. When you do that which is good, goodness and mercy will continue to follow you. Therefore, from this Thanksgiving service today, only goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. You shall not see evil anymore. Why must we give God thanks? Number two, it's a debt that we owe God. Thanksgiving is a debt that we owe God. Therefore, today, we have come to pay our debt of thanksgiving. Luke chapter 17, verse 15 tells us, Luke chapter 17 and verse 15. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, and with a loud voice, glorified God. Therefore, when it's time and we rise up to give glory to God, how are we to do it? With a loud voice. With what? With what? How will you do it? So today, no silent thanksgiving. It has to be done with what? Verse 17. Luke 17:17. The Bible says, and Jesus answered, said, were there not 10 cleansed? But we are at the 9. So he was waiting. Therefore, we have come today to give thanks to God because it's a debt that we owe God. And as we do that today, God will supernaturally cancel every form of debt that has been weighing on your destiny. Why must we give thanks to God? Number three, to preserve our blessings. To preserve our blessings. Malachi chapter 2 verses 1 and 2. Why must we give God thanks? To preserve our blessings. To do what? Number one, why must we give God thanks? Number one is what? Number two. And then number three. God's blessings upon your life shall be preserved. Malachi chapter 2 verses 1 and 2. The Bible speaking says, and now, O ye priests, 1, please. And now, O ye priests, this commandment is for you. And verse 2, if you will not hear and lay it to heart, to give glory unto my name, saith the Lord of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you. Say, God forbid. Say it again, God forbid. So, it preserves our blessings. God's blessings upon your life, not only at Shiloh 2020, but all the days of your life shall be preserved. Why must we give God thanks? Number 4, to perfect our blessings. To do what? To perfect our blessings. The same gospel of Luke chapter 17. Look at what the scripture says. Verses 18 and 19. There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. Verse 19. And Jesus said unto him, arise, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee what? Wholeness. Became the portion of the one that came back to give thanks. As we join in this public celebration and acknowledgement of divine goodness upon this commission, perfection will become your portion. All the blessings of God upon your life shall be perfected. I said they shall be perfected. Shout it louder, amen. Why must we give God thanks? To multiply our blessings. To multiply our blessings. Jeremiah chapter 30, verses 19 to 22. Jeremiah chapter 30, verses 19. And out of them shall proceed thanksgiving. Proceed what? And the voice of them that make merry. As you give thanks to God today, you will continue to marry. And I will multiply them. Today shall mark the beginning of God's blessing being multiplied upon someone's life. And they shall not be few. Say me, I shall not be few. I will also glorify them and they shall not be small. God's glorification becomes your portion from this day forward. Smallness shall no longer be identified with you. To give thanks unto God, to multiply our blessings. I've got good news for somebody here today. Where you are right now is the least place you will ever be in your life. If you are the one I'm speaking to, let your amen break limits. You know what that means? You shall never be stagnated in your life again. You shall never go down in your life again. Concerning you and all that has to do with you, from this day of thanksgiving for Shiloh 2020, it shall be forward ever. God will fast forward someone's destiny today. God will put a crown upon his blessings upon someone's life today. If you are the one I'm seeking to, let your amen show it. Hear me and hear me well, God's people. When you give God thanks from the heart, he makes you a reference point on the earth. When you give God thanks from the heart, he makes you what? A reference point on the earth. There is someone here today under the sound of my voice. Probably no one knows your name. But as you thank God from your heart in this thanksgiving service, God will make you a reference point. In your family, you will become a reference point. In your community, you will become a reference point. In your locality, you will become a reference point. And it won't stop there. It will continue to be on the increase from this day forward in every area of your life in the name of Jesus Christ. If you receive it, say, I receive it. Louder, yes, say, I receive it. Now the louder you can say, I receive it. Say, believe in amen. As you have declared it, God will make it happen for you. Acts chapter 2 and verse 47. Acts 2, 47. The scripture speaking here says, Acts chapter 2 and verse 47. Acts chapter 2 and verse 47. Praise God. Talking about the early church, the Bible says they were giving glory unto God, and as a result of that, God was adding unto them daily. How often was God doing it? After this Thanksgiving service today, you will begin to enjoy daily addition. I don't think someone heard what I said. I said daily. 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 Not just year by year addition when you come for Shiloh, but every day blessing. Every day addition. If you receive it, shout the loudest, amen. You know, the Bible speaking says he daily loaded us with benefits. From this day forward, of this Thanksgiving, you will never lack God's benefit again. In conclusion, that we must do it quickly to avoid the reversal of the blessings. And that is what we are doing here today. We must do it how? We must do it quickly. We must do it quickly. Jeremiah chapter 13, verses 15 to 17. We must do it quickly. And that's why we are here today. To give thanks unto God. This has become our lifestyle as a commission from the onset. And from this Thanksgiving service today, I see it becoming your lifestyle too. Jeremiah chapter 13, as we read verses 15 to 17. Hear ye and give ear. Be not proud, for the Lord has spoken. 16. Give glory to the Lord your God before he causes darkness and before your feet stumble upon the dark mountains. And while you look for light, you turn it into the shadow of death. Say, God forbid. 17. But if ye will not hear it, my soul shall weep in secret places for your pride. And my eyes shall weep sore and run down with tears because the lost flock is carried away captive. Say again, God forbid. My place when you say God forbid, you do this. Say it again, God forbid. Again, God forbid. One more time, God forbid. And so we are here today to do it quickly. To do it quickly. To do it how? And as we do it quickly, do it from your heart. And as you do it from your heart, do it as a lifestyle. Don't let it end here. Let it become a way of life for you. And as you do so, your life shall become a living proof of God's faithfulness. God is in a hurry, and we are also in a hurry to give him that which belongs unto him. Therefore, in the name of Jesus Christ, grace to thank God acceptably this morning. Lift up your hand to the Lord and say, I receive it. Say it again, I receive it. The loudest you can, I receive it. Jump on your feet, everybody. Lift up your right hand to the Lord and say it loud with me. Oh God, today I receive grace to give you glory acceptably. So help me, Lord. Now as you have declared it, God will make it happen for you. Amen. Shout it loud and believe in amen. Amen. Please take your seat one moment. Before we proceed, please bow your heads, everyone. For your thanksgiving to be acceptable, you must be a child of God. Until you are born again, your thanksgiving, your singing, your clapping, your dancing, and whatever it may be, will be like noise in the ears of God. Therefore, at this moment, I want to give opportunity to anyone under the sound of my voice right now. You want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and be born again? Or you want to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ so that your thanksgiving today can be acceptable unto God, and so that you also can be a beneficiary of all the blessings that have already been pronounced. Rise up on your feet wherever you may be, and I'm going to be praying with you right here. Just stand up where you are. No need to come to the front. Stand up, rise up. You want to be born again. You want to say, Jesus, I hand over my life to you. I want to become your child. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Or you want to rededicate your heart to Jesus. You were once born again, but you know that things are no longer the same. You want to say, Jesus, I'm coming back home. I am returning. Give them a big God bless you clap offering, church. Praise God. The church officials, we give you some documents right now. Please collect from them and fill it after this prayer. Please bow your heads, everybody. Say this prayer after me. Oh God, louder please. Oh God, today I come to you. Jesus, save me. Jesus, wash me. Write my name, Lord, in the book of life. From today, I will live for you. Thank you, Father. For now I know I'm a child of God. My sins are washed away. I am born again. In Jesus' mighty name. And everybody shout aloud, amen. I want to pray for you right now. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for these precious ones who have handed over their lives unto you. Lord, let their sins be washed away. Let the transformation of their heart begin from today. And let their thanksgiving be acceptable. We thank you for it. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Open your eyes, everybody. Shout the loudest, amen. God bless you. Please make sure that you fill those forms. Return them back to the officials that have given them over to you. And you'll be contacted on all other information you need to know. God bless you. Put your hands together for the Lord as we continue this service. You can make it bigger and louder.
Is somebody saying that time?